Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the Matrix shit. Let's go hook him up! I'm gonna drag you until I wear your Texas ass out. The game is awesome to play. And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.
Hello and welcome to a very rare edition of Over the Top Radio. I am your host, Ed, in San Antonio, and I'm joined by my co-host, Contrer. What's going on, Contrer?
Not too much. What's up?
Interrupting watching the Spurs game to do this show. So everyone should be happy that I'm taking the time. What's going on? It's been a while since we talked to you. The last show I did was in mid-November, and that was not with you, so I think the 400 was the last time you were on.
Was in August, I think, maybe.
Yeah, we really had a... We were pumping the shows out this year. We were unstoppable.
As stuff happens, you get older, and life gets in the way of some shit, you know? So.
Yeah. Well, like the last show I did, I didn't do it by myself. I did a Shimmer show, so I had someone who knew about Shimmer, because obviously... Your knowledge of the women's wrestling is mainly WWE and NXT. So I had a Tom Richards of the Uncle Mike and Tom Show, which is had been a long running indie podcast, and they've also just decided to give it up and not do shows anymore. So it seems like everybody's got a goddamn podcast now. I mean, it seems like every old retired wrestler has a podcast. I could probably name like 50 off the top of my head.
Yeah.
And, you know, it gets, after 8 years, it kind of becomes a pain in the ass to set up a show or just to even think about what to talk about, because we've talked about every goddamn angle, wrestler, feud, whatever. I mean, we've talked about it. So it's kind of gotten to the point where I hope people are just happy we even put out a show every once in a while, because I just cannot see going back to doing weekly or even biweekly anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I think if there wasn't a Star Wars movie, I wouldn't be doing the show probably, so.
Yeah, and I actually had some time to do it, so, yeah. So, I guess we could start with that. You know, I guess one of the things we did the last couple of years is dedicate shows that weren't even about wrestling. We did, like, a lot of some movie shows, so. This won't all be movie, but let's talk about the big movie that just came out a few weeks ago, and that would be Star Wars The Last Jedi, and I'll go ahead and let you start with your thoughts on the movie.
I really loved it, especially in the theater. I don't think you could appreciate it unless you saw it there, especially during that one scene where she hits the hyperspace right into the middle of the ship.
And yeah, I'm surprised. Honestly, I mean, it's an awesome scene, an awesome visual, but I'm almost surprised I haven't read anything about someone having a seizure at the movie theater, you know what I mean? Because it is pretty intense.
Well, they did end up, at some theaters, after that, putting a disclaimer out that there's a that there's like an hour and 50 minutes into the movie that there's a span of time where there's no sound for like 10 or 15 seconds.
People would be coming out after, you know, watching an awesome movie and be like, oh, sound cut off for 10 seconds. I want this movie free. I want free tickets to the next show because it's unacceptable because it went out for 10 seconds. You know that fucking happened.
But that was one of the coolest, not only scenes in Star Wars, maybe in all movies that I've seen. You know, so. But I enjoyed the movie. This has been like the most polarizing movie. I can't remember the last time I was moved with so many different opinions on it.
I think I can explain that later. Why people were going crazy?
Okay.
There's like almost no. I haven't seen anyone say the movie was okay. It's either oh I love the movie or oh they ruined my childhood and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I hate that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a different movie. I mean, it wasn't your standard Star Wars. I mean, they did something different. I'll say that took a lot of chances. So, you know,
yeah.
I like that movie every once in a while. It was some scenes that got some strange stuff in there, but, you know.
Well, I guess I'll go ahead and explain why I think people are freaking out. Okay. The Force Awakens, when that came out, everybody loved it. And basically, it was almost a shot-for-shot remake of fucking the first Star Wars, the original one, New Hope, basically. And maybe not shot-for-shot, but, you know, it was basically they retold that one. That was Rey instead of Luke. That's what it was.
I didn't really mind that, you know, because they were starting a new story.
That was the one criticism. The one criticism, it's Star Wars. It's Star Wars. And it was the same thing. Now the criticism is, okay, because what's everyone's favorite episode of Star Wars? Okay. Empire Strikes Back. Everybody loves The Empire Strikes Back. The Empire Strikes Back was a dark, gritty movie, but it did have a lot of absurd little comedy spots. I mean, that's people who are getting mad about, like, the comedy. It's like, they do that in every movie.
I mean, that scene when Luke meets Yoda for the first time is still the funniest shit I've ever seen in a Star Wars movie. When Yoda's
Yoda was awesome in that movie. But, there's a lot of funny stuff with Han and stuff. So it's not like it's all serious. They have their Star Wars.
Star Wars is going to have cornball shit in it. You know, they're going to say. They have a bad feeling about this in this movie, did they? I can't remember.
The people who hate it is because, okay, they're mad about, okay, the first one is basically the same story as the first one. Second one, and they want it different. They wanted it different. But then when it comes to this one, everyone remembers Empire. So everyone was expecting this one to be the dark, gritty, you know, just like they wanted this one to be Empire Strikes Back. That's what they wanted it to be. They were bitching about it being Star Wars the first one, but now they're mad that it wasn't Empire Strikes Back.
And if it was Empire Strikes Back.
I mean, because of the Twitter and social media, I mean, you're always going to hear about the. You could have the number one selling movie of all time, but you're still going to hear about all the bullshit about it because, you know, people ain't got nothing better to do and shit. So it's like, if you're going to complain that the movie is exactly like the first one, you don't have any voice to say that, oh, I'm mad because this one wasn't Empire Strikes Back. You know what I mean?
What were
the chances that they were going to top Empire Strikes Back or get it close? I mean, that's to me, that's going to be the big one. That it'll always be the big one. The other ones just won't come close. And it's still better than the first one and two for sure. Maybe even I'd have to rewatch the third one, Revenge of the Sith again, to compare which one. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, I'll, on my Star Wars list, honestly, it's in the lower half. But that doesn't mean it sucked, because I've loved every Star Wars movie except for the first. I even liked the 1 and 2. I just didn't think they were that great, you know.
I like those movies. I thought that the casting of Anakin Skywalker was pretty shitty in those three movies. I didn't think the little kid was good, and I didn't think Hayden Christensen was good. But I like the stories, and I really liked Revenge of the Sith. It was really dark, and so I really enjoyed that. It was just hard to see, like Hayden Christensen becoming Darth Vader. He just, you know, he was just. In fact, Adam Driver would have been a great young Anakin Skywalker, I think, turned into Darth Vader. You know?
Yeah, maybe. I didn't mind Hayden that much, honestly. But
it's just you got Darth Vader, he's this big villain, and like this pissy and whiny, you know.
Oh well. I saw this one parody account on Twitter, and he was taking like all the you guys are complaining about this. Well, goddammit, I watched three movies over so many hours because you're gonna see Darth Vader, and you saw him for 10 goddamn seconds. You know what I mean? So it's not like you know, so it's not like, you know, every Star Wars movie has some kind of plot hole or something you could kind of, you know, bitch about.
Yeah, I mean, every movie has that, let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one and two were awesome. A New Hope and Empire were awesome, and Jedi was awesome, but Jedi is nowhere close to as good as Star Wars, A New Hope, or Empire.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's still like one of the top. It's still in my high top of the list, and it had a whole shitload of Muppets.
Yeah, I mean, this one, The Last Jedi, I probably put it. It's probably right behind Empire. It's my favorite so far, and it may be different in like a year or two. So you know, sometimes it takes a couple of years for you to for these movies to sink in because you're so excited about seeing them. You know,
yeah.
So. I mean, we're so excited about seeing the prequel. We kind of, you know, not say much bad about them back then. Now those are like the worst thing ever. So,
like me, I like the movie. I highly enjoyed the movie. Like I say, it wouldn't be in the top of my Star Wars list, but. I do have one negative on it, or not really a negative, just what I would have preferred is I could have had the Finn Rose storyline condensed greatly.
It was a bit long. I'm thinking it's time for this movie's about to be over, and it's got to have another half an hour, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't like this subplot anyway. It wasn't very good.
Yeah, they should have just gone straight to the Death Star. They didn't need to go to the casino world and have the big racing scene. They had to redo the pod race or something. But, I mean, it was great visuals and everything, but to me, I could have done without that part. They could have condensed that and just had
it
go straight to the Death Star.
They could have at least thrown Lando Calrissian in there. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and then who was the I can't think of his name, the guy who that
Benicio del Toro.
Toro. To me, unless he has something major going on in the third one, I mean, what was the point? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, maybe they'll come across him again in the third one since he's still alive, obviously. And I knew he was going to turn on him. That's just, you know, I just figure that.
Yeah, there was your Lando moment right there, you know what I mean? so it was, they did have some similarities to Empire. But, yeah, I mean, I liked it. I liked everything else. The visuals are great.
The Leia,
you know,
scene with is a strange one.
Which one?
The Leia scene.
Yeah, because I thought they were killing her off. I was, like, totally expecting her to be dead because, okay, they just decided let's just write her off since we can't really do what we want to in the third movie.
Yeah, and I mean, it was just – I'm not saying that I hated it, but it was just weird, you know?
Yeah.
I think somebody on YouTube took it and fed it to the music of Superman when she's when she's forcing herself back to the ship and they start playing Superman music or something like that. It reminded me of Batman v Superman when he was just suspended in space and looked like he was dead.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was a weird scene. I don't know. Maybe we don't know how force shit works, so I don't know.
Yeah. And then, I kind of was expecting Poe to have a bigger part in the movie than the last one, which he kind of did, but they did kind of make him look like a dumbass.
Yeah, he gets demoted and he gets slapped in the face, and then he does a mutiny, and then Leia stuns him, and it kind of made him look like a goof, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do nothing wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it's like that's another kind of like little tiny nitpick. But as far as everything else, I like the stuff with Rey and Kylo. I thought that was good. I thought Kylo was a little less whinier in this episode.
He was. I liked him more in this movie. He was better in this movie than the last one. He wasn't as whiny. He seemed like more of a badass.
He was more mature. You know what I mean? More. Yeah, not being a whiny little bitch. That was one of the little things. He was a little bitch in the other one. But, yeah, I mean, so I like that. The Luke stuff was a little weird. I guess maybe I was expecting him to be all Yoda. I guess that you want him to be all Yoda, but Yoda was a dick in the first one. So I guess he kind of was being Yoda. But
in the storyline, he had run off. He didn't want to deal with the Jedi anymore. Because everything's happened, so I thought it was kind of weird. You know, the scene where, you know, it turns out when he could sense what was happening with Kylo and he was going to kill him. I thought that was a pretty cool little twist that they threw in there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And
the best scene I thought was, I mean, my favorite scene was when Yoda popped up. I thought that was fucking great.
Yeah, that was cool. But. Going before the movie started, I was worried about something, and I know I was like, I'm not gonna like this, and that's because they show the scene with Chewie and one of the progs or whatever the fuck they're called.
The porg.
And I'm thinking, the porg, and I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, Chewie's new fucking co-pilot's a fucking Muppet. I don't even know what it is, and it's fucking little. What the fuck? I was like, I wasn't happy with that, but then. They actually did the porgs pretty good, and there was some I busted out laughing every time
when they were playing on the lightsaber after Luke popped it over his shoulder, and when Chewie was about to eat one of them, he got one and cooked it, and they were just sitting there whining looking at him. Chewie was pretty good.
Yeah.
I like the scene where he busted open the door and they had the reunion with Luke. I like that scene.
Yeah, that was cool.
There's a lot of memorable scenes in there. You know, the one with R2 and the Millennium Falcon was really good with the showing the hologram from episode 4.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So anyway, I found out like the reason why there were so many porgs on that thing is because wherever they filmed that the scenes with Luke, there's a lot of I can't even think of the name of them, but there's a real some of those fancy-ass birds live on that island, and I don't know if they're endangered or whatever, but basically you can't fuck with these birds, so they basically had to deal with the birds, and so instead of having a bunch of the human birds on this alien planet, they just turned them all into progs.
Yeah, the milking scene was strange.
Yeah, that was...
Remember when he milked one of those creatures and just drank it?
Yeah.
That's supposed to be like the blue milk from... Episode 4 or something. I thought this would have been supposed to be.
Something like that.
When Amberu's got the blue milk when she's in the, you know, when she's at their house or whatever.
Mm. Yeah, but yeah, that scene was just like totally out of nowhere, and I was just like, what the fuck is this?
I like the beginning when they did the whole scene with Poe and Hux. He said he's like he's on hold, and he's giving this big speech, and he says, "Hey, still holding for Hux. Okay, I'll hold."
Yeah, that was
a lot of people
funny.
Didn't like that because it was like funny, but he was trying to stall for time to get like a reading on their they're like cannons, and like if you stall for time, you're gonna do some goofy shit. So
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but right, that's the scene right off the bat that told me that I knew people weren't gonna like the movie.
Yeah, I like how it felt like right after the opening crawl, we went back to like the music from episode 4, from that opening music. You know, after the crawl in episode 4 is like the exact same thing. I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think what else? There's a lot of more stuff. I like the I thought the Luke scene with Kylo was pretty neat. You know, when he thinks he's there, but he's not. And I didn't mind
yeah.
if they killed Luke off if that's what actually happened. You know, a lot of people were bothered by that and that they didn't get a real Luke Skywalker saber fight. But it's more about the like Rey and stuff like that now more than anything.
I mean,
I'm going to be back as a ghost next in 2 years when the next one comes out.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's not like Star Wars.
Ghosts can actually do stuff, you know, because Yoda's burned the tree down. He was a ghost. Who knows?
Well, yeah. But what was I going to say? Fuck. Made me forget. Fuck was I? God damn it, dude. I hate when this happens. Anyway, I'll think about it later.
Admiral Ackbar died.
Yeah, those fish dudes, they do okay, but then they always fuck up. Like on Rogue One, that dude, he didn't make it. You know, he didn't make it.
That's true.
But yeah, I mean, it was. I liked it. I mean. And then the people who are bitching about it, it's just not like they're just throwing their bitch about it. It's just like they're making it, they're dedicating their life to bitch about it.
Yeah, I mean.
I love Big D. I love Big D, but he needs to just chill the fuck out on his fucking Star Wars hate. You didn't like it, I got it. You don't have to keep going, man. He's on a mission to tell everyone how bad this movie is, basically. And it's like, dude, chill.
And I can see some people's points. I mean, I can definitely see some people's points on why they didn't like it and can probably agree with them a little bit. But, I mean, maybe I'm just easy to please, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
When it comes to movies and wrestling, I've always been kind of easy to please. As long as you give me something, I'm going to rip it apart.
And
so.
And I kind of judge Star Wars on the whole, not by just one episode, because it's, you know, it's 3 parts.
Yeah. And I thought it was one of the best ones as far as, I mean, I thought all the action in it was really good, like the space battles, stuff like that. I loved the scene where the one girl was trying to kick the remote control to let the bombs down on the dreadnought at the beginning. I thought that was a pretty cool scene. I thought the scene, like with the walkers and stuff. It was pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty badass.
Yeah. And I didn't notice the thing with Luke where he didn't make any prints in like the snow. Or not the snow, but in the salt.
Uh-huh.
When he was down there and where Kylo was. I love when they opened fire and he just came out of and just kind of brushed his shoulder and got a little dirt on him.
that was pretty funny.
Now, I was just wondering how he must have stopped by the barbers or something on the way there, because he had his nice short haircut and it looked like he had dyed his beard a little bit. So. I was kind of surprised they killed Snoke off already. I wouldn't expect them that. But I don't mind that they did it. I mean, you were expecting him to at least survive to the next movie for the climax of the whole thing, I think. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, kind of. But I don't mind where they're going because it's like, on the other, like the first three, you knew that Darth was at some point going to change or you get that by, you know, during the story of the three episodes. And so they're going all, like, I guess people, you know, people thinking it's the same as the first one, that it's going to come down to him, you know, end up becoming a hero at the end and fucking over Snook. And this one, they're letting you know now that, no, he's the fucking villain. It's do or die with him, whatever happens.
Yeah. I mean, it was hard for me to think that he would come back anyway. He killed Han Solo, little bastard. It's hard to come back on that one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, after seeing this one, I mean, this one was so big and so much stuff happened. I can't wait to see what they've got planned for the next one, or the last one.
They just need to make everything important. You don't, and not have, like I say, you can condense storylines if you need to.
Yeah, I just said, like, excited to see where they go from here, because it was like a really unexpected movie. That's why I enjoyed it so much, I guess.
Well, yeah, it was good. So,
what other movies did you see this year that you? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm kind of behind because I still need to see Thor and I still need to see Justice League. I kind of slacked the last couple.
I saw both of those.
But
you haven't heard my Thor Ragnarok story.
The what?
Did you my story about going to see Thor Ragnarok?
No.
Okay. Because I had written this thing on the board about, I had started this thread on the board about worst movie going experiences. Because I had a story to tell, so I just thought I'd make a good thread on the board. So, anyway, go back to September, and my mom, you know, my mom had a heart attack back in September. And, she had a heart attack back in September and had to have triple bypass. And she came through that okay, and she went to rehab and stuff. And, you know, she came back from it, and she's fine now. She's just got to take a shitload of medication and stuff like that now. So,
finally,
it's like 2 months later, and it's a couple of weeks after Thor opens. Cause I'm not one. I don't have to go to the theater the weekend it opens because I just hate full theaters, I guess. I just don't need the aggravation. So, it is a couple of weeks later, and it's like in the morning, so there's really not that many people there. So, we go to the movie theater and go up, get my food, get my nachos with extra cheese and my large Angus hot dog, and I got all my stuff. My mom got all her stuff. We go in there, and we had a reserved seat at the theater we go to, and I'm walking up the steps. I'm gonna go find the seats and then wave her up so she'd know where they were. She wouldn't have to look around and stuff. So I get up there, get seated down in my seat, and have a couple of seats down from me, just taps me on the shoulder and says, he points down there to the bottom of the steps, and my mom is laying down there on the floor.
On
her back. She was getting up. She was coming up the steps, and I guess she missed. You know how some people miss a step sometimes, and, you know. And she fell backwards and hit her head on the floor. So I see her down there, and, you know, it's 2 months after a heart attack, so you know what I'm thinking. Like she had another one. So I race down there as fast as I can. There's all these people around her. They've got to bring the lights up and stuff like that. And people are actually really nice about it. So, and I'm down there. She's covered in popcorn and Cherry Coke. She spilled that all over. I didn't laugh, but it's funny now. I said, do you want to go home? And she said, no. We were right down there by the front. The seat's right in the front. And I said, so we'll just let me sit up in the seat here. So we just went ahead, and probably the best for her. So we just stayed the 2 hours and watched the movie. And then afterwards, we had to fill out an incident report, and we got 4 free movie tickets. So that's my story.
Well, she got some free movie tickets out of it.
Yeah. I think we signed something with it where we won't sue them. So.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, yeah, Thor Ragnarok, that's like maybe, I think that's probably my favorite Marvel film I've seen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, maybe not the best one, but my favorite one was. It's a really fun movie. And, I mean, a lot of people didn't like it because of all the comedy and stuff. It's really got a lot of comedy in it. But when you look at the next two movies that are coming out, like Black Panther and Infinity War, and how really serious those are, I didn't mind it so much.
See, I was actually going to bring up the trailer for Infinity War, because I already have a big nitpick.
Okay.
You want to hear what it is?
Sure.
Why the fuck is Tony so fucking jacked up? He's a fat fuck in the comic books.
Who, Thanos?
Yeah, Thanos. He's all fucking jacked, dude. He looked like he just took a whole shitload of steroids. In the comic book, he's a fat fucker.
Oh, is he? I've only seen him like in Guardians and stuff like that. So.
Well, he's not super fat. I mean, he's not super fat, but he ain't jacked. That's my complaint with the fucking. That's just my complaint because
when he steps out of that portal, it looked like he was wearing a wife beater T-shirt.
Yeah. I mean, that's not the Tonus I know from fucking comic books.
This is why I'm glad I don't never read comics and get into it that much. So I can just, you know, not much sticks out to me.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I do like how the movies throw out stuff just for people like me who have read the comic books, like the extra scene on the last Guardians of the Galaxy, when she's all, I'll call him Adam. I mean, Adam Warlock's a big adversary to Thanos in the early days and from the 70s in the comic book. So it's kind of cool that they're putting, I don't know if they're going to go with the exact same storyline, which they really could. I mean, I think it would work, but you know what I mean? So I like shit like that.
Yeah, I'm probably looking at forward to that the most next year. That and I know we got that Han Solo movie coming out, and I'm not sure about that one, but I'm looking forward to it. So
I hear New Mutants is actually going to be really different and could be a really good movie.
What movie is that?
The New Mutants.
Oh, the New Mutants. So.
Yeah. It's supposed to be like a horror movie.
I know. I saw the thing. Yeah, I saw some of the. They released some still photos of like the. From what's the next movie? The Dark Phoenix movie? Is that what they're doing next?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw some shots from that today, and it looks okay.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be good.
But yeah, I saw Justice League. Justice League is okay. It's got some bad CGI in there with Superman. And,
oh, really?
Because you know they had to edit out his mustache. You know, when they did those reshoots. Because the first shot is like kids like recording him on his phone, and his face looks so weird from where they had to do that. So. I don't know, it was an okay film. I mean, it was, I prefer the Earth villains, I guess, some of these that come from different dimensions. I mean, I'm into the Thanos one because it's like a big deal, but I didn't like the Steppenwolf. He that was bad CGI too. He looked really bad. So.
Yeah, that's what I was going into. Because they never actually, told who the villain is throughout the whole thing, so the whole time I'm like, who the fuck is the villain in this guy? He just keeps showing these bugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know about the DC stuff. I mean, I don't. Apparently, it underperformed. This whole DC universe has kind of been screwed up from the start, I think.
Well, Wonder Woman was awesome.
Wonder Woman was good. I enjoyed Man. I mean, not like I didn't enjoy the movies. Suicide Squad wasn't the best, but I had fun watching it just because there's all these characters in there. And, you know, like Man of Steel, like the 3-hour version of Batman v Superman, I like that. And, I mean, some little things. I don't flip out because they both had, mom had the same name and they bonded over it. I don't give a shit about that, you know? But, I mean, they, it's like they, like these movies were booked by Vince Russo where he did like a year storylines in 2 hours or something. They did like 10 years of film, trying to do 10 years of films in like five or something like that. You know, where Marvel had, they've been, had this plan for like a decade or so.
Yeah.
Over a decade. And the Marvel films have been, most of them, I mean, had been, hadn't been too many of them were like bad. I mean, some of the, I didn't particularly like the Thor one. I didn't think they were bad movies. It's just, I just didn't have much interest in it. Like when they're, like when they go to like Asgard and stuff like that, and they're not around Earth or something like that. I just, it's hard for me to get interested. That's why I hadn't been too interested in Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, I just saw Volume 2 the other day. It was okay, but it's just not one of those that I get into.
I swear to God, exactly how your wrestling habits are, too, man. It's like you're racist against anything that's not United, like WWE and wrestling, and now you're racist against anything that's off-world and Marvel Universe and the comic.
I'm not racist. It's just I don't watch a lot of stuff. The WWE's all I watch, so not that I don't want to watch stuff. I don't know, I just got so much time, and it's, and WWE's just, I don't have to search for it. It's right there on my TV, you know? So
you just don't like having to Google Star-Lord?
I guess
it's kind of fucking Batista
in it. I know that. And he's actually really good in those, too. He's like, he's like one of those, maybe one of the better wrestlers to have, you know, to be in Hollywood. Like next, he's not as big as The Rock, but he's becoming a bigger name, I think.
Yeah.
You know,
well, the thing with The Rock, since he has a new movie out, which I haven't seen, so I find that fair to me to group it with everything else. But I love The Rock. I love everything The Rock did in pro wrestling. I'm happy The Rock is making money, being a movie star or whatever. But let's be honest. Has The Rock ever made one goddamn good film? They've all sucked.
I mean, I've liked I ain't watching Baywatch. I can tell you that right now. So I know I'd probably think that sucked. I ain't watching that. I ain't gonna watch Jumanji. Enjoyed the, what was the earthquake movie?
Oh, that movie sucked, dude. That was horrible.
I enjoyed those movies.
Oh.
Those kind of movies like that. Or like The Day After Tomorrow, 2012, I just like to watch the special effects and shit in it. You know, I just like to watch the destruction and stuff like that. That's all I need.
Well, that was the only good thing
about
The Rock's movie, because all the scenes with the people fucking suck.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it's a disaster movie. They're rarely very good. No idea, but I tried to watch that Geostorm movie. And that thing fucking sucks.
Did you see the preview of the trailer for The Rock's next movie?
Rampage?
Yeah.
It's based on the video
game. That looks like another big pile of shit that The Rock's about to do.
It's got Negan in it.
It's got what?
It's got Negan in it.
Oh. I don't think Negan's going to save fucking Rampage.
I like The Rock. He's a good actor. And I like those Fast and Furious movies are absurd, but I like watching them, you know? what else has he been in? I just watched something the other day. I watched Walking Tall the other day for some reason with The Rock in it, and he was pretty good in that. That was like a long time ago. That was like in early 2000s or something, you know?
Yeah. But speaking, I'll go off topic here. Speaking of Negan, what the fuck? Why are they killing Carl?
I don't know. I should watch. She's going to be one that's immune to all this shit.
The what?
I said he's going to be immune to it or something like that. Something goofy.
Nah, here he's supposed to be fucking dead. Like, I think he comes out on one episode on the next season, but that was weird.
Well, I mean, it'll have to be one episode. Don't take long for that to fit in.
Yeah. Well, the whole season, this whole half season took place in like 2 days.
Yeah, it was like, it was just like one big, this, the first half of the season has been like just one big continuous battle, it seems like, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I've enjoyed it. I didn't like when the tiger got killed. I always hate when that happens to the fucking animals.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's been pretty good. But yeah, I mean, it's been good. So I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of people didn't like it.
I know. Like people just have, they have to something to bitch about. But the only thing like I say, is the Carl thing, because Carl's still going strong in the comic books, and it looks like he's the future of the comic books, or what, you know, or whatever.
Yep.
So it's like, that was kind of unexpected. So they really don't have that much left in common with the comic books, other than the name of the places where they live and shit.
Maybe if he was bitten in a spot that they could cut off, you know, like the old guy, like the, from the, what's his name? Like this was a few seasons ago, from the farm. He get his leg cut off or something when he got bit.
What they could have done, because they have like switched like things happening to different people than what they happened to on the comic book. They could have had like the walker bite him in the hand, and they could have cut off Carl's hand. Because they never cut off Rick's hand.
And Rick's supposed to be loses a limb in the comics, I know.
Yeah, he loses his hand. That's what I'm saying. So, who knows what's gonna happen? I think my favorite scene with Carl all time was the pudding scene. He thought, I ate all the pudding, or whatever he fucking said.
I don't remember.
You don't remember that, when he's they were kind of like, it was a season where they were kind of split up, and they were at some house, and some other group of people were like around, and Carl's looking for Rick. And then he was mad at Rick. Yeah, I think he was mad at Rick. And then he goes to his house and he finds this big, like, economy size fucking can of fucking pudding. And he just goes up on the roof of the house and opens it up and just starts eating all the pudding. Like, it's like 3 pounds of pudding or something. And at the end, he tells Rick that he ate all the pudding. Oh, that was just one of my favorite ones. I don't know why.
Have you watched I just got through watching the final season of Longmire. Have you watched that yet?
Yeah, I kind of would have preferred them not hooking up at the end, but it was all right.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
Whole family died. The deputy, whole family fucking died by the end of the movie. They're all crazy and shit.
Which one was that? Oh, you mean the one whose dad killed him?
Yeah, his dad killed him, and then the dad gets killed, and now the fucking uncle gets killed. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was all right. It was all right. I liked how they focused on the fat one a little bit more this season.
Mm-hmm.
And they made him a better character. And
yeah.
It was all right.
I'm about halfway. I'm like about four episodes into The Punisher. Have you watched that yet?
Oh, I've already seen it twice.
Oh, you watched it?
That's fucking awesome.
Oh, really? I haven't. I got away from watching it. I started watching it, and then something else came out. And, you know, sometimes you get away from watching some of those shows.
I finished it in 2 days. That was different. That wasn't what I was expecting, but I still fucking liked it.
I tried to watch that Iron Fist. I made about 4 or 5 episodes, and I couldn't watch it. I just wasn't doing it.
It's not like you got that much. How many episodes? I don't remember. That one
was
that one more than I like fucking Cage.
I like Luke Cage. Yeah, the Defenders was pretty good. I thought I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was good. I'm excited for Jessica Jones to come out. But I actually started watching a new show. I'm just like 3 episodes in. But have you ever watched Black Mirror?
No, I hear about it. Like, seems like all the time.
Well, last night on Twitter, last night on Twitter, people were tweeting, a lot of people were tweeting about this, the episode that came out, which is like season four and I guess halfway through. I don't even know what number, but I was like, fuck it. Everyone seems to kind of like it. Let me give this fucking thing a try. So I watched like the first few episodes this morning. And that's you know what? It's like a modern day Twilight Zone. Because it's not like a series in that it's about something. It's all like single one-off. Every episode's different.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
And the first one was, it starts off like the cheesiest fucking Star Trek movie. And basically what it is like this guy had made some famous like online like Warcraft kind of a game, but it's like space. And he makes his own little, like, universe where, like, he's separated from the other one and he's in charge and he can do anything. And when an employee pisses him off, he gets, like, their DNA and somehow creates a clone, but not like a clone in real life, a clone in the video game. And then he makes them be, like, the crew. And then he's, like, he's real quiet and gets pushed around and no one, like, takes him serious in the real world. So he gets all rowdy with them in the Star Trek world, and basically it's the clones are trying to figure out, like, he gets this one new girl and she's all trying to figure out how they can be rescued or saved or how they can just like get the fuck away from him and stuff. And it was actually like really good. And the second one was totally different. Second one was like about this lady has a baby, and when the baby's just like a little child, she ran off. So the mom freaked out, and then they had some kind of like implant put in her fucking brain where the mom could see what she's seeing on like a laptop, and can control what she's like. She could, like, if something's like a dog's barking at her, she can have it where the dog's blurred out and stuff like that. So she's like, oh, so overprotective, and then she sees the seed, like, when the daughter starts to, like, realize things, like, that she can't see blood, and she starts poking her fucking hand and fingers with a sharp pencil to bleed, and she sees it all, like, blurry. So then the mom's like, okay, I'll chill. I won't be a super protective mom with the computer. But then the girl, you know, she sneaks out with her friend to hook up with some boys, and she, like, you know, calls, like, the house where she's supposed to be, but they haven't seen her, and she starts calling all the other parents. And then she's like, oh, fuck it, let me break out the laptop. And she puts it on right when this one dude is fucking on top of the daughter fucking her and shit. So then she, you know, starts fucking, like, monitoring her life, like, when she's, like, 17 or 18 through the thing. And in the end, like, the daughter finds out and smashes the laptop over the mom's head and ends up splitting and taking off. And then they have the scene, like, it's like a flashback to the beginning where the mom's all freaking out that the daughter's run away, but this time she really did fucking take off and shit. So kind of like weird shit like that, like Twilight Zone and what was that other old movie that used to be like that? I forgot, but it's like that. It's like Twilight Zone style where, like, everything's different and shit. And it all has to do with some kind of futuristic technology.
Did you ever watch that? Did you ever watch Ozark on Netflix?
Yeah, that one was good.
I really enjoyed that one. Start off with a name and just guy just come flying out of the air out of the big building and stuff. It was pretty violent. I enjoyed it. Kind of felt like a Breaking Bad kind of thing, you know, where guys, he's like in with like this cartel and stuff like that, and, you know, just kind of felt like that. You know, he's like a money guy and stuff like that.
The one thing that didn't happen that I was almost expecting from the beginning was I was expecting him to shag up with the blonde, and I also expected her, like, I guess I thought she was younger than she was, because I was thinking he's going to hook up with, like, a minor, but then she was, I guess, a little older than that.
Oh, with the blonde country chick that was on the show? Okay, I know what you're talking about. That scene with the baby, it almost made me turn the fucking thing off. At the end?
Yeah, it was.
He's in the water?
Yeah.
I said, holy shit, he's not going to do it. And he was like baptizing her. He held that baby down there a long time. I can take very much anything.
But that was the last episode. It was the last episode.
Yeah.
He's pretty much seen it all by then.
I mean, some stuff gets to me like that. Children and animals.
True.
I can't have a hard time with it. I watched that Jim Carrey thing. Have you watched that?
No, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's got a lot of the stuff with Jerry Lawler and stuff in it. Like, it shows him when he attacks him after he shows him spitting on him, spitting in his face, and, you know, and then he attacks him or whatever. It was weird. It was a good movie. You know, check that out.
Oh, well.
That goes. I can't think of
it. My voice is starting to kind of, not my voice, my throat's kind of starting to hurt. So I know talking about the Observer picks, but you want to do that, or you don't mind not doing that?
I just throw out just match of the year. That's one of the most interesting. Which time?
That's easy. There's no doubt. There's no question. But I'll let you go first because I know you're wrong.
Okay. I thought the best match, the one, it was one of the takeovers. It was was the WrestleMania weekend, the Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne match?
I'm not sure. I don't think I even. No, because I was there. I would have remembered that.
It was one of the takeovers because I remember Jim Ross doing the call, and that's where the title changed. It might have been the Royal Rumble.
Maybe it's SummerSlam?
Something like that.
I just know it wasn't WrestleMania.
But yeah, I thought that was probably the best match that I saw last year. I mean, not all year. I mean, there's some other good ones, too, like AJ and John Cena at the Rumble. AJ and Brock was really good, I thought. So, and at New Day and Usos on the SummerSlam pre-show, I think, had an awesome match. I think the best match one of the best matches on that whole show. So,
now
you go
good,
ahead.
But man, you're so wrong and so deprived of what you watch. No, the greatest match of all time.
You're being
good
giving me a woman
this
match,
year.
Aren't you?
it was Mia Yim versus Aja Kong at the last Shimmer tapings.
Oh, really?
Blew away Okada and Omega. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said I didn't know she was still wrestling.
I don't think she wrestled
Kong?
A lot, but yeah, Aja Kong. I met Aja Kong, dude. It was awesome. I was 3 feet away from Aja Kong chugging fucking big-ass beers and shit. After fucking
I saw anything after. With her, and it was like Survivor Series 95.
Yeah, when all the guys cried and complained and wanted her fired because they knew she was fucking way better than all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I always get the two main ones that always came over, like, was Bull Nakano and Aja Kong were always the ones that I remembered, like, from back then, so.
Yeah, they're the ones that came. Especially Bull Nakano, because she went to both places. Like, Aja just went to WWE, and Hokuto was just WCW, but Bull had to work both. I'm going to meet Bull at the next Shimmer tapings. She's going to be the special instructor for Rise. That's how they got.
Yeah,
Aja Kong.
Last time I saw something with her, she looked a lot different. You know, well, I mean, I guess anyways, you know, she's obviously not in the gimmick anymore, but nowadays I think she's a lot smaller now. Did she do something?
Yeah, she's a lot
she
smaller.
She played golf or something.
Yeah, she was
a
professional golfer in Japan.
Yeah, I thought I heard somewhere.
But like with Aja Kong, when I first got there, the first thing you got to do if you got the VIP was take a photo with Aja Kong and Medusa, and the WWS women's title. The one that went in the trash can.
No, I thought she gave it back.
No, she I guess they let her keep it because she had it. It's small. It's actually like really kind of tiny.
She still looks good for an older woman. Medusa does.
Yeah, she still looks good. And Aja Kong was fucking awesome, man. She actually did shit because I was expecting her not to do anything, like just do the back fist or maybe a couple things, but she actually took some big bumps. Like she only took like one real bump in the first day, but it was mm-hmm. like off a this other Japanese girl, Haraya, had got her up for like the fucking what's the, like Lex Luger's backbreaker.
Torture rack.
So she had grabbed her off. Yeah, the torture rack. She grabbed her off the ropes, like the turnbuckle, and had her in the torture rack, and then gave her like a suplex off of there, and that was awesome. People went fucking crazy for it. I was like, fuck, I can't believe she did that shit. And then the match with Mia was actually like one of the best shimmer matches I've ever seen. Cause it just starts off where she just no sells Mia, and then it's just gradually Mia just starts fighting back and it gets more even and even and even, and then it goes back and forth, and then she ends up beating Mia, but I was like, she took a lot of like she took a giant ass German suplex from Mia and shit. So she looks the same, maybe just maybe a few pounds heavier, but yeah, she looks the same. And I was just in awe watching her the first night. I was just like, I can't believe I'm fucking watching Aja Kong. That's fucking crazy.
That's cool. The Z-Man died. I was very sad about that.
Yeah. But I kind of
never the same
like,
since you called him bitter on Wrestling Observer Live back in the Yada days. He's never the same.
Yeah, and then like everything Dave said about it, like him, his appearances, the way they became, was exactly like the truth. I mean, he was awesome the first time. He was still awesome the second time, but you're like, okay, he's kind of full of shit. And then by the third one, it's awesome, but he's totally full of shit.
Well, you know what happened? It was when WCW went under, he lost most of his material.
Yeah, that's true.
We had to stick with WWF.
I just remember I got to talk to him on one of those, on the last one.
See, we never, that was like the first time, I think when he died was the first time I heard it explain exactly why he had never done anything again. You know, he kind of been, I think some, you know, you would hear like on the internet, you know, well, he got a legal letter from WWE or something like that. But I didn't really know that the stuff about, Dave kind of put a stop to it because the way he was kind of, all this stuff was kind of out there in those later appearances. So Dave didn't want to bring him on anymore.
Yeah, that was sad.
He's a funny guy.
He's like everybody. From fucking that high school is still alive? Most of them have died.
Oh, no.
What is it? Fucking Repo Man and Nikita?
Kirk Hennig's dead. Rick Rude's dead. Brady Bone was there, wasn't he? Wasn't he part of that?
Yeah.
Hulk.
Battlecat.
Yeah, Battlecat. Hulk, he was... Scott
yeah.
Norton, he's still, did he go to high school with them, or was he much younger?
He
came out of the same area.
Different, like the same area, the same Larry Sharp. I know that. I don't know if they went to the same high school, but they're part of the Larry Sharp crew.
That's the Larry Sharp. That was in Jersey.
Oh, well, what the fuck am I thinking of? Which who?
Eddie Sharkey, is that who you're thinking of?
Oh, Eddie Sharkey, that's right.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the Monster Factory with Larry Sharp.
Yeah, well, the names are similar, so excuse me. It's been a long time.
I think most of them, like, Kurt, I think he came out. Like, I don't know who trained him. I guess Vern, maybe. Or his dad. I don't know, but got some of the others. But, yeah, I think Eddie Sharkey was yeah, I think Eddie Sharkey trained a lot of those guys. So.
Yeah.
I always liked the Z-Man. He was okay in the ring. He didn't suck. He could have good matches.
I just remember, I'll just never forget Craig when he thought that him and Tito Santana
were Strike Force.
Were Strike Force, and then he was a former AWA World Heavyweight Champion.
It was even better. It would have been even better if he thought that Tom Sink and Tito was a TNA connection.
And then, you know, that he died like maybe a week or two after the anniversary of Craig saying that.
And how could they never, they had to come up with a Strike Force. They had a perfect name, the Mexican Connection. Is that not perfect? With him and Rick Martel.
Yeah, I mean, they were already the Cam-Ant Connection. They could have done that.
Anyway, okay. I'm ready to go eat.
All right. All right, then. So let me, we'll go ahead and end the show. And I don't know, maybe I'll talk to you in 3 or 4 months.
We'll get together sometime. Don't know when.
Yeah.
Maybe around WrestleMania or something if you want to. So.
Yeah, we're already working on our plans for a big event. We're there, but I can't announce that yet. Yeah,
okay.
Hopefully, I think next Monday, I'll finally release what the big event's going to be and shit, so. But until then, we'll talk to everybody later, and hopefully it won't be as long as the last time. We'll talk to everybody. God damn, I can never find this goddamn theme music. All right, we'll talk to everybody later.
Be the man! You gotta beat the man! You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the Matrix shit! Let's go hook him up! I'm gonna dog you until I wear your Texas ass out. The game is awesome. And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.